about what your thoughts are going into the Rose Bowl, playing a, you know, pretty high-level team in UCLA, and kind of what the mindset is this week.
Mindset is the same as always. You know, we got to start fast, and we got to start going hard and just start right off the bat. We got to make sure that when we get the ball, we score. And I think that, you know, UCLA is a very hard team. You know, they have a really good defensive front. Defensive backs have Miles Jack, of course. But our goals is just the same, to get open when we can, to make big plays, and just be efficient on offense.
Have you been to the Rose Bowl? Have you?
No, never been.
Do you have any sort of special excitement for it?
Oh, no, yeah, definitely. I never thought I would ever play in the Rose Bowl, but, I mean, when they announced that we'd be playing at UCLA my senior year, it's definitely one of the few games I'm looking forward to. That, I mean, Nebraska and Michigan. Definitely the Rose Bowl, that's the place you always dream about playing.
I wanted to ask about Tanner's attitude, because one of the things he seems to bring is a very can-do, positive approach to things. How much difference does that make to the offense to have, you know, he's a freshman, he's going to make mistakes, but it seems like he keeps himself, you know, pretty much in the moment and, you know, positive as he can be. How's that like?
I mean, that keeps the offense in the game. You know, whenever we want to hang our heads or, you know, get down whenever there's a bad play or the momentum shifts, he's always there like, come on, guys, we got this, like, next play. You know, so it always keeps us thinking about the next drive, the next series, always getting our tempo up. So it's a great attitude that he has.
If Heat goes down, the next guy up is Bo Hodge. What would it be like? You know, there's always that possibility in football. You guys know that. What would it be like if Bo needs to come in and take over?
I mean, you don't want that to ever happen, but stuff always happens. And, you know, just like how when Taysom went down, you know, we just rally around that dude, whoever it needs to be, if it's Tanner, if it's Bo, even if it's Coy or McCoy. You know, it's our job as an offense to kind of go around that person, look to them as a leader, and build their confidence and just make plays.
In practice, what have you seen from Bo? What would he bring to the table if he does go in?
I feel like all of our quarterbacks are confident, and they're doing well in our offense. You know, they know the plays, they know the schemes. So I wouldn't feel like we'd be taking a step back. If anything, we'd just be taking a different step. You know, he's a different quarterback than Tanner, but he has his own skill set that he brings to the table.
What's the last week been like working with Tanner? Where, you know, now that he's the starter and you guys are obviously working with him, he's the number one and getting all those snaps. The chemistry and all that kind of stuff, how's that built a little bit more this last week as opposed to, you know, kind of when he got thrown in the mix?
Right. No, it's definitely better to have him at practice and just go during, like, inside scale or just during one-on-ones. He can see what kind of routes we're on, how we run them, you know, develop that chemistry like you were talking about. I think that's the biggest thing. It's before, when you just throw him in the game, it's just, what do we, like, we just have to kind of just do it. But when we have actual reps with him, we're developing that chemistry, we can see what he's seen and work with him during film and then off the field. We can talk about what happened during the last play and how we can adjust for the next time we actually run it.
You guys can tell that difference already.
Yeah, it definitely helps. You can see the improvement in both the receivers and from Tanner.
So it's not just going to be backyard football, wait for him to run and then just go deep.
His Hail Mary, yeah, right? No, it's definitely something that we've developed, the chemistry, so that's it's a lot better for us.